it's the players that have, that need all the congratulations, you know. You can say what you like in training and encouragement in the changing rooms, but they've got to go out there and do it, and tonight they did it. They, you know, they ran, they closed down, they hustled, and when we got the ball, we tried to play some good football and did play some good football.
First 20 minutes, I think you had the better of it. You were playing with a really good tempo. Presumably that was the game plan, was it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're top of the league, and you know, they're certainly there on merit. So, you know, you've got to make sure that what you do quickly against them. And I felt that both on and off the ball, we did things at a good tempo tonight.
So the goal was pretty much against the run of play. Disappointing the way it came, and just the fact to say that it happened because you'd been on top part of them.
We felt so. You know, I think that was their first breakaway and first shot on goal. So it was disappointing, but it was a fantastic reaction from that.
Yeah, it's the point. I mean, how key was it that you got set back into it? Because knowing the sort of side they are, they would have, their fans would probably thinking, oh, you know, weathered a bit of a storm, now they're in front and they'll just cruise to victory. But important that you got set back into it.
Well, always in football, you say, you know, the most dangerous time is just after you scored. So, you know, we proved that. And again, you know, you got to give credit to the players for not, you know, not dropping their heads and keeping up the standards that they set in those first 20 minutes.
Of course, Matt Tubbs hadn't scored for a couple of games and sat out the third of those three games, but you can't keep him down for long. He's in the right place at the right time and executed a good lob there.
Yeah, he's a finisher. You know, he's done that all his career, and you know, it was a great finish from him, and a really important time as well. You know, to score, you know, two quite quickly puts them on the back foot then.
And fans, you know, may have been concerned that you wouldn't be able to keep up that high tempo for 90 minutes, but you did. I mean, you were still running and hassling them and looking good on the break right to the end.
Well, we knew this run of games we've got, you know, we're getting through them now, but we knew that rest was important and recuperation was important. So, we worked that out. The staff here, you know what they're doing, and all the players trust in what the staff are saying. When there's downtime, there's downtime. When there's time to work, there's time to work. So, and that's going quite well at the moment.
Yeah, because you sat with the same side as Saturday. I mean, they say never change a winning team, but obviously the position you're in, you have rotated. I mean, how difficult or easy a decision was that to make?
No, we felt that, you know, the team deserved to start again today, and, you know, we felt the setup we had from the start with Josh playing a slightly different role tonight really suited the way, you know, to play against Wolves, and it turned out that way as well, because I'm not just singling him out, you know, all the players had a good game tonight.
Yeah, it did look a different setup tonight. With just maybe people expected Billy Clark to be the other striker, but because he played out wide, Josh will just slot him behind Matt Tubbs, and he makes those great runs, doesn't he? Beyond the front man.
Yeah, he does. And I think when you've got someone in there that's intelligent footballer to make those runs, it's ideal for him to be in there. And then you've got Jonesy and Billy, you know, able to come in as wingers and create things as well. So tremendous performance. It's 3 points, another 3 points, which keeps us going. And then you've got to look at Oldham on Saturday, thinking that, you know, you've got to